Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks everyone for joining us today. You're listening to Red Rock Retirement Radio. My name's Colin Stauffer. I'm not only the host, but I'm also an entrepreneur and author. I'm also a licensed financial advisor, which means when we talk about financial topics, we can cover just about all of it. As we go through this, please remember this is a show. We want you to learn and grow and have something a little bit more than you had before, meaning this is informational, not financial advice for your specific circumstances. You can also catch us Sunday mornings at 8:30 on ABC for our Red Rock Retirement TV, where we talk about similar topics and making sure that you guys are successful. Or you can join us at one of our live events, which you can find on our website, redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague and co-host, Colby Chatwin. Thanks for being here, Colby.
Hey, Colin. Glad to be here.
Colby's going to be reading your questions, and I'll do my very best to answer them. Send us your questions about retirement right now. The email is questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's dive in.
Colin, does it make sense to pay off the car loan before we stop working?
Many people will rush into paying off all their debt before they retire. And this is a case by case, and I really look back. So I work with my father, and he's one of my clients, and it was one of the biggest hurdles for me to convince him not to pay off his mortgage before he retired. And this is a common thread throughout all my clients and many people, is they want to be completely out of debt before they go to retirement, which I think is amazing. And if you can accomplish it appropriately, home run. But specifically for my father, is he had a opportunity during the COVID era to refinance down into the 2%. I said, Dad, of course I want you to refinance into the 2s because that's so low. You can go take the rest of your money and make way more than you would be if you just paid off your mortgage. Not only that, but he didn't have really much saved into a non-qualified account, an after-tax brokerage account, savings, the bank. Now he had savings at the bank, but that was his emergency fund. We didn't want to tap into that emergency fund. So in order for us to pay off the debt, we had to take money out of his retirement accounts, which would cause a tax implication, which would have been more detrimental to him than paying off the mortgage or paying off the car loan. It all depends on how our money works for us or against us. Are we getting good interest or are we getting bad interest? Is the interest working against us or for us? Well, with a car, if my loan is $30,000 and my interest rate is 6.5%, maybe it does make sense to pay it off. That's a pretty high interest rate. We're paying a lot of money on that car, a lot more than we would be if we just bought it outright. If my interest rate is 2, 3, maybe even 4, 4.5%, well, maybe I don't pay it off and I just pay my monthly payments because maybe I can take my money somewhere else and I can get 5, 6% pretty conservatively. If that's the case, well, maybe we take this strategy and we combine the two of paying it off early and keeping my principal and investing it somewhere else. Maybe we take the interest we have from whatever investment we use and we just take that interest and we pay it towards a little extra towards that loan and pay that loan off a little bit faster. That does two things for us. We get to keep our principal, what we started with, but we also get to pay off our bad debts faster or our moderately bad debts faster. So we got to evaluate interest rate, monthly payment, your cash flow plan, how you're going to pay for it in retirement, what kind of taxes are part of paying it off. In some cases, holding a low interest rate is smarter than paying down liquid assets too soon. What I like is that maybe some of you are looking at buying a new car. Well, with the bill that just passed recently, if we buy certain American-built cars, we can get some tax write-offs, which is a pretty cool option for us in general, not just retirees, to get a car. And then we also get to write off some of that interest rate on top of if we use the standard deduction for our taxes. Wow, that can be really amazing. So, not to be contrarian, there's folks on the radio that talk about having no debt and that you need to go into retirement with no debt. I'm saying it completely and utterly depends on what you want, what you need. Don't pay it off if it's going to hurt you. and it very easily could hurt you if you don't look at all the ramifications. If you're not evaluating everything that's happening to you, what you want in retirement, and I'm very tax focused. I don't like paying more taxes than I have to. And right now, for most retirees, the problem is that Uncle Sam's got two hands in your pockets. He does. He's taking a lot of your money right now. Now, I don't want you to think you should evade taxes, but we just want to get Uncle Sam at least one of his hands out of your pockets, maybe both if we can plan appropriately. But we want to get it to where you're paying less taxes overall. And by paying off this interest-bearing account, or interest-bearing debt is a better way to put it, it could hurt you tax-wise. Well, don't do it. Don't do it because, you know, I talked about Roth conversions. I know this is not about taxes in this section, but I think it's really important to keep focusing in on this. Once I take that money out of the traditional IRA, let's say I'm not working in this scenario, I cannot convert that money to Roth later. I can't put new money back into a Roth if I don't have earned income. But what I can do is I can take that traditional IRA, pay the taxes, and push it into a Roth IRA for it to grow tax-free. That's huge. Having a bucket of assets over the next 10, 20, 30 years while you're in retirement that is completely and utterly tax-free. Do you know what that does for you? Do you know the flexibility and freedom that comes from an asset that the government doesn't have control over? They don't deserve to control my money. You deserve to control your money. So why would I let them? And that's the key. We take control over what we're doing for us. And that's the same concept we're talking about with paying off the car loan or the mortgage early. You're in control with that decision. You do what's best for you, not the person who sold you the loan, not the government. We get to control it. We get to make the decisions that are smarter for us. Paying off debt, it feels good, but honestly, it's not always right. It's not always the best financial move. It can be often a great move, but it might not be right because you might be sacrificing liquidity for short-term relief. Let's talk about it.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or repo. Present and express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment opportunity offering or issuer. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it's properly registered or is excluded or exempt from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.